This is episode 1164. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. That's the part you tap into when you meditate. And the first thing you have to do is actually show up for yourself. And here you are, getting ready to do just that. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every day here on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a theme we explore in depth for a full week. And we do this so that you can really master a particular quality in your life as you focus on it every day for a week. And our theme this week is true happiness with the ancient wisdom of the Stoics. And I'm excited to share this series with you for many reasons. One reason is that I happen to find myself in Italy this week. I've been here for a full week, and I am working my way through the country. I started off in Rome. Now I'm in Florence, and I'm going to make my way up to Lake Como and then Milano. So I am going to several locations in Italy, the home of the ancient Stoics. Now, if you're not sure what the Stoics are all about, I am happy to give you a brief introduction. So the Stoics started out in Athens way back in the 3rd century, and it was started by Zeno of Citium. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. Zeno of Citium. You might know Stoicism more by the ancient Romans who practiced it, most notably Marcus Aurelius, a former Roman emperor, and Seneca. Seneca was a great thinker and writer of his time, and he was also a philosopher, and he wrote about philosophy and drama. And if you're not sure what Stoicism is all about, Stoicism, in my mind, is very similar to how I view meditation. Stoicism is a way you cultivate your inner life so that when you have obstacles or stress triggers or joy or happiness, any human emotion, you're able to process that emotion without becoming attached to it. And when I say this, I mean attachment in a way to where you don't form emotional patterns that are harmful to you. So just as when you sit down to meditate, you begin to unwind from the drama, the distractions, the overwhelm, the stress of day-to-day life, and you go into your own inner stillness. You become mindful of the moment, and you stop worrying about the future, and you let go of events and situations from the past. And in Stoicism, you do this same thought pattern in that you anchor yourself in a way to where you can overcome life challenges and obstacles. And so you don't allow yourself to become too wrapped up in particular emotions, whether they're emotions that are elation or emotions that can bring you to your knees and feel depressed or sad or incredibly stressed or anxious. So as you're guided through this series, I want you to keep in mind that in meditation, as you meditate and become clearer and more focused, and you have more energy and you're more at peace with yourself, when you follow a lot of the writings of the Stoics, especially the ones I'm sharing with you in this series by Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, you start to focus on becoming a better human being. So not only are you focusing on your own true inner path to happiness, but you're also focusing on becoming a better person. And this contributes to the world around you. And you may notice that as you sit down to meditate, you become a better person. And this touches people in your life and you feel more connected to the world around you. So the act of you meditating this week with different meditation techniques every day, combined with the theory of the Stoics, should make your ritual a little more dynamic and a little more fun. So with that introduction to this week's series, I always issue a challenge with each series. Your challenge for this week is also your meditation technique for today. So as you settle yourself into your meditation, whether you're seated on the ground, propping yourself up with pillows to make yourself more comfortable, rolling a pillow under your hips, and that pushes your hips forward, which takes the pressure off your back. Or you might be seated in a chair or on the end of your bed. And in that case, plant your feet firmly onto the ground, supporting yourself. And again, you might want to sit on a pillow or put a pillow behind your back for extra support. And your challenge comes from the wisdom of Seneca. And this is also, as I mentioned, your technique for today. So as you relax your body and just slightly elevate your eyes upward, this keeps your thoughts uplifted. Ask yourself this, as Seneca recommends. Every night before going to sleep, we must ask ourselves, what weakness did I overcome today? What weakness did I overcome today? And what virtue did I acquire? What virtue did I acquire? Very nice. Now take this reflection into your meditation And make sure to break off at some point to where you're not thinking of anything in particular. You're simply allowing yourself to be. And this is true meditation. These techniques help you to focus your mind so that you can transition from whatever you were doing before you sat down to meditate to inner stillness. And if you'd like to be guided in half-hour meditations where you have the option to break off at the 15-minute mark, you can do so, as well as get access to over 1,000 meditations over at my website, and that's at sipandom.com. That's S-I-P, just like you're sipping tea, A-N-D-O-M, sipandom.com. There you receive a brand new daily guided meditation, as well as a journal for the week. So this week's journal is a Happiness with the Ancient Stoics journal. And this allows you to go more in depth with your meditations. You also get a guide with all the weekly techniques organized nicely for you on the guide, so you don't forget what the techniques are. You can find this again at sipandom.com and try it for 2 weeks, absolutely free. And I will mention, this is an app. Now, I haven't released the app, but the app is ready and I will release it very soon. Now, settle yourself in and reflect on what weakness you overcame today and what virtue you acquired. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.